It's 76 degrees.
From Friday Night Lights to the biggest local matchups, this is Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Local sports, real opinions. Now on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP.
You guys take care, okay?
Take care.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Is my mic on? Is my mic on?
I hear you.
You hear me? You hear me loud and clear?
I think I hear you. Welcome to Sports Talk.
I am with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeling.
Hello, Bubby.
We are joined here by Mr. Jack Stogler.
Yes, sir.
And we also have Ryan Steinberg, who's going to stick around. We're going to talk a little bit about the WOW.
Just a little WOW talk. Started.
We don't have much on Sports Talk, but as many of us know, it was just an incredible,
unbelievable weekend.
Another great weekend. And the committee home run and
hats off, fabulous.
It's amazing how it works.
It is.
Wow.
It is a wow. No doubt about it.
It is. I mean, what do we have? 15,000 tickets, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And that Saturday crowd.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Friday night is the most people I've ever seen on a Friday night up there watching AC/DC.
That's a good crowd.
Saturday night, we've never had a great tell on how many people were in the park. But on Saturday night at 7:30, after all of the canopies came down, our videographer put her drone up in the air and took it. And she's got a good drone. I mean, it's got a good camera. So she took a picture of the entire crowd with all the canopies down, so you can see the people. And of course, now with AI, you can do anything. So we ran through that picture through AI, and at 7:30 on Saturday, AI said there was 10,000 people in the park, and I guarantee there was more people at 9 o'clock when Saltcrest was playing, because it only filled in more after that. And so I'm going to say we're north of 10,000 people at least on Saturday. Packed into the
roughly, and you know, I don't know if you know these numbers or not. How many cases of beer sold?
38. I don't know the numbers on the beer, but it's 208 feet of beer because there's 4 52-foot refrigerated semi-trailers.
That's what I was going to ask. Oh, man. So all four of those semis are loaded with
correct. All four of them. I think one of them's dedicated to Busch Light, and then everything else is kind of split up between the other three.
Yeah.
That's
unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. And then the 50-50, once again, it just explodes the last week.
Yeah.
And that was 400,000.
Yeah, got to almost 500.
Almost 500.
So gave away just shy of a quarter million again, yeah.
And then on Friday night, it was 11,000?
Yep. 11, I believe.
Gave away, yeah.
Who didn't go up and get their ticket, too?
Somebody really lost $11,000. Take one nice price.
Sick you'd be?
Oh, yeah.
You're buying that ticket. It says clearly on there, the drawing's at 9:30. Be ready. I don't know who bought tickets and walked away, but somebody did.
If I went home and I seen tickets that I didn't look at in my pocket,
oh, my God,
I would wash those right away or light them on fire.
Yeah, just light them on fire.
I don't want to know.
I do not want to know.
And then on Saturday, 30-some thousand, right?
Yep, almost 40,000, 35 or whatever. It was giveaway on Saturday in the 50-50.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And it's tremendous. About 20% of the pre-event.
Now explain the process now. I know we got the tickets going for sale on October. So when do you guys get together and say, all right, here we got this. Let's go through who are we doing. You guys go through a list of, I mean, that's got to be.
We started in June. We met with a variety of attractions in June to go through our list of, well, here's our potential candidates. They've got to know us. Now we've worked with a variety of attractions for a few years. So they bring us a list of, here's who I think would be a good fit for your event. And then we bring our list, most of which is people who are way too expensive for our event.
Sure.
We mesh our list. We look at theirs, he looks at ours, and then we kind of go through it and we discuss it as a committee. And this year we put a survey out on Facebook around the time of the Jubilee, did a giveaway with that. We got over 1,500 responses, which was excellent because that kind of gave us a gauge of what our fans want to see. Mm-hmm. And really what they want to see is the formula we've been doing for a while now, and that's that rock music on Friday night and that country kind of star artist on Saturday night. It's right where that survey landed. So, and, you know, the formula is not going to change, but we you know, have been looking at our entertainment in June, and then we're able to put some offers in July, and we're able to hear back just a few weeks ago and confirm a Friday night and a Saturday night artist. now I have to work with Variety Attractions to get permission from them artists to announce them. Yeah. And we don't have that permission yet. And one of the
things... So you can't say it's Taylor Swift yet?
I can't say it's Taylor Swift yet, but in a few weeks I'll let you know it's not Taylor Swift.
Okay. So. Well, that's perfect.
Pretty good chance. So we're
down to 588 other...
There you go. Yeah. So far we've determined it's not Neil Diamond and it's not Taylor Swift and it's not Dolly Parton. So three of them are off the list.
All right. So it's Elton John.
There you go. You got it. But... You know, I have to work with Variety Attractions to release this, but one of the things we specifically say in our offer is that when we put in our offer, we need someone who's going to allow us to release it before October because we use that to help drive our ticket sales to start October 11th. And a lot of these artists, especially the young artist, and, you know, we had Nico a few years ago, which worked out great, but a lot of those young artists aren't willing to announce that early because they don't know if they're going to go on tour with someone next year, which is understandable. And so, you know, that niche that we've been in the last few years with Tracy Byrd and Craig Morgan and Joe Nichols is really a good niche that fits for us because it's the people that they're not going to be on tour with someone next year. And so they're usually willing to allow us to announce early enough that that fits our timeline.
So here's my question for you. Okay. So, you guys, throughout the whole process, all of a sudden on Facebook, they'll say, we're giving away $1,000. We're going to, you know, is the committee do that? Or is that just one guy said, let's give away $1,000?
As far as like the donations we do and that kind of stuff.
I mean, how's that?
We got a committee text that a lot of that will go to. But you look at Saturday at this year's event. And so I'm looking at Facebook on Saturday morning before I go up to the park. I'm probably laying in bed after a long Friday night and half sleeping. And I open up Facebook and I see the Two Dads Chicken Truck. Mitch Long had posted a video and his was just a whim. He was pulling in Saturday morning to get his stuff ready. And he said, I was just compelled coming in here to do something for Parker Wink, that kid from Salina that was injured a few weeks ago. And so I'm going to donate $1 from every sale today to Parker. And I saw that video, and that compels us. Sure. It's what a great thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Let's do something in the same regard. And so that was a quick, hey, you know, when I get up to the park, hey, Connor, who's in charge of the money, hey, Jonas, who's our chairman, a couple other people, hey, what do you think of this idea? And that was a easy, no doubter, you know.
No brainer.
You know, an hour later, we're on stage donating $1,000. So that's the way a lot of that goes, is I don't think anybody does it on a whim without letting someone else know. But the great thing about our core committee of 15 members is that we all trust each other and we all know that everyone is working hard for the good of the cause. Yeah. And what the decisions we make as committee members that are part of the subcommittee of the entertainment and the decisions that the beer and drinks committee make and the food committee, they make them, and we don't have to run it by everybody because we just trust each other.
Yeah, I know you got to get going here and pick your daughter up, but the one you know, the job you do,
fabulous.
And I know the committee is awesome, but you're the face of that thing,
kind of the glue.
And I'm not here to, you know, lather you up and stuff like that. But man, you just, that's a hell of a job you do. And I know that, you know, you got a lot of accolades and stuff like that. But sometimes when you sit back, you make sure you understand how dang good you are, how lucky we are.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know,
there's a lot of pressure out there.
It's a lot like, you know who I compare you to? The guy standing right behind you. Because our gala would be nothing without that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
he's pointing at Jack, by the way.
Yeah, and
can't see
you know, like
radio.
Like Jack says, you know, here's a perfect example of our committee. Okay, so the Parker Wink thing, we want to do something for him, the gala, right? Well, Wes Wenning and our football and our school is doing something, so Jack says, you know, we could just put it in with the school, and here we are, and now we take a checkup. Well, so it's just, you know, guys like that.
Behind the scenes, guys.
Yeah.
He's out front.
I mean, that's just, I just want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate it. You say take that moment. I take that moment every year on Saturday night. And before Soul Crush comes on, they always give me the pleasure to go out and introduce them, which is just awesome because that's when the park's the fullest and all the canopies
and
are down.
It's going,
and everybody is always amped up to see Soul Crush. And I walk
out. They love it, too. I think they love it.
And I walk out on that catwalk, and I stand out in front of it. And for about 10 seconds, I just soak it in.
And
I do that purposefully. I walk out to the front of that, and I just look across that crowd, and I get emotional like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's a year's worth of work, not by me, but by a whole lot of people. And you see the fruits of your labor at that moment.
You know, it's well worth it.
It's truly spectacular.
Yes.
It is.
Well,
part of it is you had a really good teacher. Your dad.
Well, he was pretty good.
Your dad was he knew how to work a crowd. And you learned that extremely well.
Now I thought maybe your Friday sidekick was a little shaky, but I guess if you got to get somebody,
I think the voice of the Indian did pretty darn good up there, and it's a lot of fun giving away $300,000 worth of prizes up there.
That is pretty neat.
Well, once again, I know you're going to be back on all summer, and keep up the great work, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Right. Yep. Have a good night.
That is the principal / wow spokesman / all around great guy.
All around great guy.
Let's take a break. Jack's going to sit in. We're going to talk a little Indian football.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little Cincinnati Reds baseball. But first thing we're going to talk about is the Ohio State football, Texas.
Yeah. Big one coming
up. Longhorns on Saturday night. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Gilbert Station in downtown.
By the way, I was out there at 8 Friday night. Very good.
Delicious. Always delicious.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spankburgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage, and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will host the always tough New Bremen Cardinals, and it'll be Student Appreciation Night with lots of fun and games for students of all ages. Friday, our football team will head up to Dolphus to take on the Blue Jays. Our Reasoner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Get out and support our Indians teams this weekend, but if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Yeah. Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, joined by Jack Stone.
Jackie?
Jack, how are you today?
I don't know anything about sports.
No, you don't. You are an idiot.
You have told me that for the past 35 years, and I've just kind of...
You've come to accept it?
Yeah.
Just that's it.
That's it.
It doesn't keep you from giving your opinion.
But here is what I will say.
Okay.
Okay. Our girls' volleyball team is pretty good.
Yes, they are. Pretty good.
Legend Bay is going to be... a story.
Yeah. Crazy good.
You know? Great. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
And
Jeremiah Smith.
There's a lot of talk about Jeremiah.
Yeah. Jeremiah Smith is one of a kind.
He is. He's special. So let me tell you about my Saturday, all right?
Okay.
So I'm going to Ohio State, Ball State game. I'm going to take my grandsons and my lovely wife, Jody. So I text Clark May just because I, you know, just to shoot the crap with Clark. And I think if I'm, you know, because sometimes, you know, he throws things at you that you don't know.
Yep.
So I said, all right, I'm coming down. I'm going to the skull session. I'm going to watch the player walk and go. Mm-hmm. So he sends me a thing. Leave Fort Recovery 7 o'clock. 7:35, Jackson Center, Casey's, P. Then he goes down to my whole itinerary of Saturday. Sends me a parking pass. Okay?
Yeah. He just puts it on your phone?
Yeah. He sends it to me on Ticketmaster. All right? So he calls me Saturday and he goes, hey, when you follow this thing in, you're going to go through a lot of police and just show, you have to show up multiple times to get to where you need to go. So we come in on Lane Avenue, right? And then we turn right on like Fike or something. And we turn and we come up to this police kind of escort. So you pull up, getting ready to cross the bridge, and the dogs come and they check you for bombs and drugs and the whole thing. And the kids are like, this is the most awesome thing ever. Oh, I bet. Then you pull around and then you go, and next thing you know, you're 8 feet from the doors of the Ohio Stadium.
Yep.
And there's 100,000 people there.
Clarky's got it going.
And that's where you park.
That's where I parked. I didn't walk a mile except when I went to the skull session and went to the C deck so my grandsons could see how awesome the skull session is.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it still, to this day, gets me teary-eyed, gives me goosers.
It's unbelievable.
It is awesome. And we had a great experience, and I cannot thank Mr. Clark May and Dixie. They're wonderful family.
And they're happy to do that.
They are. And Fort Recovery people are everywhere.
It's, there isn't a more, there is no more emotional high in the world than when you're in that stadium and the band comes out.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
The football game is secondary.
You know?
When the band comes out, there's just something about that whole process.
Yeah. I tell you what.
It's incredible.
It is. It really is.
I thank Big P for me, because Big P took me down and we did all that. And it was the neatest ever. It was the neatest thing ever.
Well, I told my grandsons that Saturday on our way down, I said, this is when you'll be a Ohio State fan your whole life.
Yep.
And that's exactly what me and you did. Big P took me and you down.
We're done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah. It is.
Of course, Big P at the time, I think Jim Lachey was actually playing. And we kind of walked. Somehow he got us all the way down by the fence, and he's screaming.
Of course he did.
He's screaming at Jim Lachey, hey, Big P. I was like, this is the neatest thing ever. Yeah.
And that's exactly how Jim Lachey is. And that's exactly how Big P is.
Jim, great guy, too.
Yeah, we're just very blessed to
pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And the Buckeyes rolled, and now Saturday night, 8 o'clock. What a game that's going to be.
Should be doozy.
I love it. I love these two powerhouses. I love when these guys play early.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Especially now.
Realistically.
Right. Now it's not going to hurt you.
No. Yeah, you know, it means nothing to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Except great sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the teams is going to lose and still have a very good chance of making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're both going to make the playoffs.
They'll both make
playoffs. They'd have to fall apart not to.
Yeah.
The team that loses is going to be ranked sixth instead of in the top five.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's such a... There's so many neat things about going down there and that kind of experience and, you know... they're just such a crazy environment.
And it is.
Especially in those big games, but even like with you, it was senior day, but it was Ball State.
Barry Melrose died. I loved Barry Melrose on SportsCenter, the hockey guy. Anyway.
I don't know him.
You know him.
The bigger guy, right?
See how I say you don't know nothing about sports?
Yeah. That's hockey. That's not sports.
Hey, speaking of which, so you know me, I'm a big tennis fan.
Oh, yes.
I seen your thing. You couldn't go to sleep.
Good sleep. I couldn't stop watching.
Watch two more.
Yeah.
3:44.
You're watching tennis.
I'm watching tennis.
I'm looking at that Facebook post that you had and think, my brother might be the stupidest person in the entire world.
Oh, not the entire world. There's still me, too.
First of all, I pee 4 times a night. So if anything's happening at 12, 1:30, 3, and 4:30,
I might as well check it out.
Because I always look at my phone after I pee. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's just what old guys do.
Okay, so what was the
tennis match? You're watching on your phone? Not on TV?
No, I watched. No, I went in and laid on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
Jody is just raining.
Well, that's because she finally got to sleep after you got out of bed. Because you were snoring louder than her, probably.
I don't snore, but I'm fart like a machine. Yeah. I mean,
machine.
You don't snore. I'm surprised.
I don't think I do. Do you snore?
Nope.
You liar.
I don't.
Do you snore?
Oh, when I'm drunk. Hang on the wall.
Neil, you snore?
I used to, but I'm pretty sure I do not now. I don't have anybody to tell me that I do or don't.
You wear CPAP?
No. So I decided several years ago, my mouth kept getting dry, so I decided I'm just going to close my mouth when I sleep. So I breathed through my nose. I figured it'd take about a month to get that, about 5 days. I never open my mouth when I'm sleeping, so I don't think I can snore without opening my mouth.
Which is true.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I think that
the only time that I snore is if I fall asleep in my chair and I'm about half tilted back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're
and then I wake up the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is this snoring thing is very, very popular with the sports crowd.
Yeah.
That's big time sports stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. So but anyway, back to the tennis match.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was the number one. Or number two.
I think number one. I think he was number one.
Versus the top American. So it's like number eight, Rob. I think it's some Shelton versus Alcaraz. I love the U.S. Open tennis. I love that crowd because as a sports guy, it's just what we do. You know, you just love to.
So
lunatic crowds.
So this was taped.
No, it was live. It started at 11:15 and went 4 hours and 25 minutes.
Everything was behind, I take it?
Yeah, they had them was a five setter.
Yeah.
Two Americans.
I can see where that get backed up.
And yeah, so.
You go five sets.
Yep.
And then forever.
I mean, there's. First of all, how does that work? They only use that stadium once a year.
Yeah.
It seats 20,000 people.
Use it once.
It's a tennis.
Well, what about the one in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
how? Yeah, I don't use that one either.
It's crazy.
So that Western Southern thing is, they only use that court, that stadium once?
I don't know.
I mean, they might use it more, but you're going to fill that bad boy? You have concerts, I guess.
Yeah.
You could have Neil Diamond or
Dolly Parton.
Taylor Swift.
Who'd we have this year? Joe Nichols. J.J. Nichols.
Big Joe.
Yeah. It's awesome. Indian volleyball team loses last night in four sets to Fort Laramie.
Yep.
A really good Fort Laramie team.
Four tough sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very good Fort Laramie team.
Yep.
Good.
And then we got a monster tomorrow. Fan appreciation. New Bremen Cardinals come to the Fort. A game that will be televised or will be heard on Fort Recovery Radio.
And it will be on Huddle. And if things go right, we're still working on that, and we think we have it sorted out, but our audio will be with the Huddle video if everything works right. It's a little better situation than we had with NFHS because they kept saying it's everything we have here at our headquarters says that you're connected. Well, we have no sound.
Really?
That was with NFHS last year or the year before, so we just kind of ditched them and
and went with Huddle, and things seemed to be working right.
Working good.
So I'm at the Coldwater game, and we're like between JV varsity game. Jeffrey O comes over. Jeffrey O announced his retirement.
Is he retired?
Is that right? He is. Yep. He is going to shut her down in, I think, April or May of next year.
Huh.
And we have to do something for Jeffrey O before
he has been a Fort Recovery icon for decades.
Yeah, we've had him forever.
How old is Jeffrey O?
He's got to be younger than me.
Yeah.
When he told me he was retiring, I said, you can't retire when you're 32.
Yeah.
But he is up there. I'm going to say he's going to be able to draw Social Security, so he's in his
65?
mid-60s, and that can't
65.
Be.
65.
And if you think about it, when we won state or in a country, he was, remember him sitting in the Big P?
Oh, yeah.
So what year was that?
Well, our girls volleyball and girls basketball, 90 and 91.
Yeah. So he was doing it then.
Yeah.
So
and he had 35 been for years. A while.
Yeah.
And they for at least 10 years around that time, he, WPGW, and mostly Jeffrey O, announced virtually every one of our girls and boys basketball games.
Yeah.
And when they finally got sponsorship with Jay County, then they did a lot fewer of our games.
Yeah.
And that is the reason that we started Fort Recovery Radio, because we wanted to cover those games
Jay
that Rob
County,
wasn't able
so
to
PG-14
do.
Started doing more Fort Recovery than Jay County.
It was only 20 years ago that they were able to get enough sponsorship to do it. And the stories I've heard, never from Rob or Jeff,
right,
but the stories I've heard was that everybody was getting on Rob about, why don't you do the Jay County games? Well, I can't get any sponsorship. And one of the stories I've heard was that he would walk down the street in Fort Recovery, and the business owners would run out of their door and flag him down and say, we want to sponsor the games.
Yeah.
He'd walk down the street in Portland, and the business owners would see him. They'd run back in their store, out the back door, into their car, and drive away so they couldn't talk to him. Now, I never heard that from Rob, but it took him a long time. And he would, every time somebody would say, he'd got to do our games, he would say, I want to, but I have employees I have to pay.
Yeah.
This is not a charity, and I have to make money. I have to have sponsors. If you think I would rather drive to Delphus, Ohio, and broadcast a game, or drive across the road to Jay County High School, you're crazy. But I have to pay.
It's a business. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's take a break before we stop talking about PG-14. Rob had a post today on Facebook. Prayers out to Les Eads. Les has got some health issues.
Yep,
he's a longtime voice of the Jay County Patriots and just an all around great guy.
Yep.
Les, we're thinking about you here at Fort Cover Radio.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by Mr. Feely.
The Gilbert Station in Burkittsville.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
The 43rd Annual St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 11th through the 13th at the St. Joseph Parish Grounds, 1689 St. Joe Road, Fort Recovery. The weekend kicks off Friday night with the beverage stand opening at 7 p.m., followed by St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament at 8. Saturday features outdoor mass at 4:30, the almost world-famous chili at 5:30, food and drink stands, a horseshoe tournament, and music by Wicked Sound at 10. Then on Sunday, enjoy food and drink stands, kitty tractor pulls, beanbag and horseshoe tournaments, BBQ chicken dinners at 4, live entertainment by Mike Hemmelgarn at 5, and the raffle drawing at 7:30 with over $8,000 in prizes. There will also be kitty games, country store, 50-50 drawings, attendance prizes, and fun for the whole family. The St. Joe Homecoming Festival, September 11th through the 13th in St. Joe. This community message is brought to you by the Tribe 107.3 WFR-CLP.
Talking local sports the way we do around here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee continues on the Tribe 107.3.
With glasses, right? That's what I thought.
Now, that song, Judy in Disguise, if anybody knows she sings
that, I will give them.
I know.
You be quiet. I will give them a
$20 gift certificate to Gilbert's Auto.
Don't give much time now. They're all going to get on their Google.
Judy in the Disguise. Tell seconds. Me, who sings that? Text that to Mr. Feely. His number.
419-852-3599.
If you text that to Mr. Feely and you get that right, you will receive a $20 gift certificate to the Gilbert Station, courtesy of Bubba and Fee and Fort Recovery Radio.
Radio.
Indians lose a tough one to the Cavs last week. I walked out of there not disappointed.
Yeah.
I didn't agree.
No. I hate the fact that Braylon got hurt.
Braylon got hurt. And the Wellman kid. Our first drive, we wiped out two guys right away.
Yeah. Did you by any chance read Don Wellman's post on Facebook?
I don't think I did.
First of all, it's awesome.
Yes.
It's a good one?
Yeah, it's awesome. And she talks about leaving that day, the night of the game, leaving her house, saying a prayer. And it's a goosebumper.
Yeah. She's getting ready to walk out of the house, and she notices that she must have like a little water, holy water thing.
That's where it was.
Right next to the door. She starts to walk past it, and then she thinks, I'm just going to say a little prayer. And she just prays for the health of and
team.
You know, it was just.
It was cool. It was cool. Yeah. I mean, because not that her kid didn't, but he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just good job, Dawn, and the Wellman family. And I really, I mean, that kind of stuff, that's why Facebook's awesome.
It is awesome.
You know, that's why, I know we get mad about stuff like that, but.
Yeah.
You know, that's good stuff. I had a chance to talk with Coach Chip Otten after that game, and he talked a little bit about that. But one thing he said was, and we talked a little bit about Reed and how, do you know how he is? I said, well, our guys thought it might be a knee, but he came out with a foot boot.
Yeah,
So then it wasn't that. And then he said, by the way, who's this monster kid in the eighth grade that just destroyed us? That's Reed Wilman's brother.
Yeah.
It's just.
I thought Isaac did a great job.
I did too.
I was impressed with him.
Yep. It wasn't too big a moment for him.
No.
I thought he handled
stepped
it.
Stepped in there pretty good.
Yeah.
Think about.
A lot of moxie.
You know, so he's still, as a sophomore, you're out there physically. You know, you have to be wondering, holy crap, these guys are big.
These guys are huge.
You know? And, right. But man, it was like he never blinked. You know, he did what he had to do. You know, I mean,
I thought he did great.
Yeah, I did too. Hats off, tip of the cap, tip of the double cap.
Double cap.
To Amy Potcutter and our kids.
It's wild.
Wasn't that a beautiful sight?
That was awesome.
I like to go to the first half, then I like to get in the golf cart and go out and sit out in the outfield. Or
yeah.
Sit. You know, that's just something that I kind of dig doing, yep. You know? Because I like seeing that. I like to, and that view from behind the goalpost to our crowd.
Pretty cool.
I love it.
Pretty awesome.
I freaking love it. And keep it up, man. The kids support. They love that support. Man, that's all good stuff. We got a tough one this Friday.
We got a tough one this week. Night,
it is Student Appreciation again for the volleyball match.
Yes.
And that's going to be a big thing.
So. Freeman got beat the other night, right?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Tuesday, did they get beat?
Maybe three games. Bring them on.
Yeah. We're not afraid of anybody. We can play with anybody. Sometimes they don't beat them, but that's okay.
Yeah, we're fun to watch.
Yes, we are.
I love it. I've been there about. We went to more volleyball games this year.
I do.
Yeah,
and volleyball is such a game of momentum. It's incredible.
One of the reasons I go is because my house is 106 degrees and the gym is 9.
It is.
We have the coldest gym in the
world. Gym is the coldest ever, especially right there at the scores table.
Oh, yeah.
It's below zero.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my head clogs up and I just love every second of it.
During basketball, we got toboggans on. Gloves.
Who's our janitor?
Well, we got a new one this year.
Smoke Link.
Kevin Will.
Kevin Will is
I'm sending
in charge
Kevin
of that
Will a Gilbert gift certificate for keeping our gym that cold because we all love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps popcorn fresh.
Super fresh.
Keep your water cold. Yeah. Pop cold. Yeah.
We're going on the road this week, right?
Delphus.
Yep. Delphus.
DSJ. Friday night. Yep.
7:00, 7:30.
7:00.
7:00.
Your announcers are great, too.
Yes, they are.
They.
Now, Brody, I don't think he'll be there this week, but I'm pretty sure that Reese and Troy will be there, and they might sneak in another guy they brought. I can't even think who they brought last time.
Reese is solid.
Reese LaFever?
Oh, yeah.
No, Guggenbiller.
Guggenbiller.
Right? Reese Guggenbiller, yeah.
And Troy, they
know football.
They're solid.
Yeah, they played.
Me up there one game, and
it's
like,
amazing how much they know football.
It is.
And, you know, just the fact they haven't been removed from it, I mean.
And they're both still on the coaching staff. Technically, Troy isn't because he's at college and Reese, but they come back and help with stuff. And they know what's going on.
Your ladies did a pretty good job on the
follow-up. She always says good. She always says good serve, and I always think it's a point. And I'm like, Brenda, don't say good. I mean, we know it's a good serve.
Well, we don't know that.
There's a good serve, and I'm
Rob
like,
Weaver has always said that. That's a good
Rob
serve.
Rob Weaver's an idiot. He does listen.
The
I love you, Rob.
The citizens are just outside kidding. With their torches right now.
You say anything bad to Rob Weaver, you're a dead man. Yeah, right now, I have 4 flat tires on the old balloon.
You should have.
Yeah.
If anybody thought you meant that, you'd already be dead. Yeah, but Brenda and let's see, who else was helping her before?
Christy Toby when I was did. Listening.
And then the other day, she had, Christy couldn't make it, and she had
didn't she have
Mindy
Dawn?
Bupp.
Mindy Bupp?
Oh, yeah, Mindy Bupp.
Mindy Bupp.
Yeah.
That's
and
neat.
They did a very good job. Otherwise, you have to
listen. It's great
to me.
Until Neil chimes in.
Yeah.
Well, just teasing.
Well,
you always give the score.
Yes, because people, especially if it's been anywhere near one or two hits on one or two sides, people already forget what the score was. So we
how
need
bad?
To score every.
How bad are we going to destroy Jay County and basketball boys this year? I mean, it's going to be a wipeout.
Hey.
We are going to destroy.
Wipeout.
We are going to wipe the floor with their guard play.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
Huh?
Ben's got a freaking smile back here. I don't think he's
wrong.
Buying it.
Play wrong.
You're out?
Wrong.
Won't even be a game.
Here's what we want, all right? We want you. We play on a Friday night.
Is it Friday night?
I think it is. We want you to bring some of your teammates up here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring some kids up here.
Oh, yeah, the week before.
Oh!
Or then during that week.
There you go.
We're going to have pizza. All right. And we're going to talk about the game. So you mark that down. Free pizza. Bring your team up here, and we'll have our team.
Last year, we beat you, and then you won like 9 straight.
14
straight.
Hey, okay, sorry,
Cocky. Oh, yeah. So does Jake County look at this as any type of a...
Like, they get fired up, play for
rivalry, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is that right?
They love it, yes.
Yeah, do you? Good. All right, good. Yeah.
But I think next year we're going to play them in football.
We are.
Yeah.
Opener, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and they're getting better. They're getting numbers.
Starting to get there.
But we want them.
Yep, bring them on.
Yeah, we want the Patriots.
We don't want them in soccer.
Why? We got some kids coming.
Yeah.
We don't have a team.
We ain't got a team.
He plays illegally. He got red carded last week.
No. Yellow. Chucking guy.
Yellow card.
Chucking guys right and left.
It's soccer. Blindsiding him. Big time wrestling.
What'd you get a yellow card for?
What'd he get for is all over the state of Indiana.
You're going to have to see the video.
I have
a Benson has a little bit of chip on his shoulder.
Everybody that I've seen watch that video just goes, oh.
Yeah.
That's a giggle.
That's.
He got a little bit fired up.
Green card times 10.
It's a giggler.
He is a giggler. Hey, let's take a little break. Let's come back. Last break of the day. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up Sports Center. We're going to wrap it up.
That'll be a fine. We just use that.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to get third off the air.
By ESPN.
Sports Talk with Bubba and P.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
As part of the Ohio History Connections Open Doors Ohio statewide project, our Morvilius Opera House will be open free of charge to the public this Saturday afternoon, September 12th, from 12:30 to 3:00. Members of the Opera House Committee will be there to share the six-year process that was undertaken to revive and restore our unique Opera House. And experts say that there isn't another one in the country that could compare to it with its 11 life-size murals and many other unique features. The public is invited to stop by free of charge anytime this Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 3:00 and find out more about this beautiful part of Fort Recovery's past. Again, the Morvilius Opera House will be open to the public at no charge in conjunction with the Open Doors Ohio project this Saturday afternoon. Come check it out.
Talking local sports the way we do around here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee continues on the Tribe 107.3.
Hi, we're back. back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed.
Yep.
Jack Stogler sets in tonight. Jack, yep. Good show tonight with the St. Joe
Festival. St. Joe boys.
You know, it's so cool talking to, like, guys that are invested in what they do. Yep. And those guys are invested in St. You know, in St. Joe Church, without a doubt.
And one of the things that was really neat and just kind of came out, Dylan started talking about, you know, they were the mother church of two or three other parishes. And he said, oh, plus the one that went to Minnesota. I said, what? So he told this story about in the 1830s, 40s, 50s, whatever it was, hoop skirts came out. And some of the ladies wore hoop skirts to church.
Priest didn't like it.
Didn't care for it.
Get out of here.
Ladies, you aren't wearing those. Next Sunday, the ladies wore them again. The priest chased them out with a rod. And there was a big fight between the hoopster ladies and the priest. And the parish split. And half the parish moved to Minnesota.
Hmm. Just sold out and went to Minnesota.
Said, we're out of here.
What if they were good athletes?
Yep, we lost
them. Yeah, we lost them. That's why Minnesota is such a sports hotspot.
Yes, very good.
Our softball team was like 0-10 the following year. So.
Lost our hitters.
Didn't score.
Lost our hitters back in
England. Softball team in the 1840s was terrible. Was good.
Reds.
What do you do? What are we doing?
Now, listen.
We're signing Ellie
De La Cruz. If you... I got my grandson's Ellie De La Cruz rookie cards. They were like $39. This was 2 years ago.
Yep.
I told him, you put them in the cases and you put them in your dad's gun safe. Because this guy could be something special. Yep. Now, I know you're Mr. Anti-Ellie.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm,
you are.
I think he is... He is one of the five best players that's going right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Reds have to trade him.
Why? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. No, it's why? Not.
We got him for another 2 years, right?
We got three more years.
Three more years.
Small market teams can't afford great players.
That is the dumbest thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you haven't signed him yet, and you're not going to sign him until free agency, that means you're not going to sign him. So trade him now. Get a boatload of young Ellie De La Cruz. That's the only way the Reds will ever be good.
If you go with your philosophy that you just said,
yes,
and you would have traded him last year. Is his value higher now or less than a year ago?
Yeah.
Ride him for 2 years. You got him for three.
Oh yeah, you got to keep him for a while.
You're gonna get less for him in 2 years than what you would get right now.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He's gonna put seats. He's gonna put butts in the seats because he's exciting. He's about like who's our pitcher a few years ago threw 100 mile an hour. He was awesome.
Chapman.
Yeah. But then he couldn't throw strike.
Yeah. If Ellie De La Cruz, he went from being the worst right-handed hitter in baseball to the top five.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
He's going to keep
hitting. And you
better.
Hate him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I love
Jack
the guy.
Jack is an idiot.
I love the guy. The guy is a...
First of all, they're going to have new ownership.
Don't believe that.
Huh?
Don't believe that.
Why? You don't think the Reds are going to... You don't think Castellini's are going to sell that team?
No.
Why? Why? They paid $200 million for a team that's worth $1 billion.
And if they wait a couple years, it'll be worth 1.8.
I'll tell you what I bet you.
Okay.
I will bet you... All right.
Okay.
One crisp $100 bill that the Reds.
A $100 Gilbert Station gift gift card.
I'm in.
All there right. you go. You're on.
And that's one steak. I went out there and ate Friday night, got a steak. It's like $900. Did I say that or not?
Yeah.
It was $39 for a New York strip that was Angus the side. It was... It,
big boy?
Yeah, I put when I left, I put it on my shoulder and carried it like Harold James.
It was like the Fred Flintstone...
the Brontosaurus burger.
The tipped over his car.
Dun, 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 dun. By the way, was my great... Was the greatest cartoon ever.
Cartoon? Phil Flintstone?
Yeah.
Love the Flintstone.
Better than Mighty Mouse?
Mighty Mouse. You stupid. You dumb.
Better than...
The only other one we could
better than
I see a young man.
What was the name of the organization that Fred Flintstone belonged to?
Moose.
No, close.
Elk.
Leopard.
I search high and low for Miss Water Buffalo.
Leopards might have been Andy Griffith.
No, Leopards was Happy Days, wasn't it?
They Leopards?
Wasn't Howard a member of the...
He could have been a Leopard. Was.
Yeah, I think he always
that might be a Leopard.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Fonzie.
Yes.
He's everywhere now.
Henry Winkler's
everybody
here.
Loves that man.
Yeah,
Henry Winkler. And people that never heard of Happy Days think he might be the coolest guy in the world.
I was a Happy Dayer.
I loved Happy Days. Yeah.
I stood next to his statue.
He's not dead.
Huh? Well, but he has a statue.
Milwaukee?
Where's that?
Milwaukee?
Henry Winkler has a statue in Milwaukee?
Yep.
How about Laverne and Shirley?
The Fonz has a statue.
Hey. Yep. He Benson. Hey.
Benson has no idea what we're talking about.
Have you ever seen Happy Days?
Can I go home?
Hey, he has no idea.
When you get home tonight, YouTube Fonzie. F-O-N-Z.
Classic.
Why?
No. Joni.
Joni loves Chachi. Yeah.
Joni loves Chachi.
You watched Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite show growing up?
Favorite growing up?
Yeah.
Last year. I like MASH.
Ooh, yeah.
MASH, I like Cheers.
Cheers was, a good one. Yeah.
Frasier was a good one.
Coach was the greatest.
I love Coach.
It was a...
No, I'm Coach on... Coach on Cheers.
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 He was a classic.
Coach on Cheers.
He was a classic.
What was Coach's name?
Coach. Ernie?
Ernie
Del Guzzo.
Yeah, Ernie. Close good enough. Job.
Yeah, Ern. Big Ern.
They nicknamed him Red because you had red hair. Read a book, he said.
I read a book.
Hey, Red. We have a huge weekend. Thursday night, Indian Volleyball Fan Appreciation. Get your butts up.
Everybody get out there. Bring the kids.
Site.
You're in for
bring
free.
All your
you're
kids. Bring the whole crew. Everybody gets in free. We all get in free. We should have a Fort Cover night. We pay for everybody. You in or out? You just won $700.
What?
Winner.
He was a winner at the
Wow dinner.
No, he kept he kept her quiet.
Kept her quiet.
The cat is out of the bag. Neil won. The grand prize.
He won the grand prize of $80,700. That is the lowest prize you can win, except for a $250 Cabela's gift card.
No, you won
a lot more than me.
And you know what? And I heard, and this, I don't know how reliable it is.
That somebody we know.
But the missing 50-50 ticket was actually claimed, but he wanted to keep it under the...
Pretty sure that's not true.
I'd have been up on that stage naked.
Well, they'd want to do that very last thing.
I don't care. Beep, I would have been twig and berries.
ACDC has been heading out. Beep, beep. Gotta go. Hell's bell.
I hit that big one.
I actually never got inside the fence at the WOW. Friday night we had football.
Yeah.
Saturday I felt terrible. Helped them with the parking early. I left at 11:30.
Really?
Yep.
You all right?
I am now.
You look back.
Well, that's because I'm old. I'm 183 years old.
You are old.
You get some bad lettuce?
No.
Lettuce is killing us.
No, I haven't eaten any lettuce for a while, but I did have a... I ate vegetable soup for about 2 weeks because it was awesome.
I had... Changing subject a little bit. I do that.
Yes, you do.
Why not?
You ever had Mrs. Grass?
Huh? Yeah.
Grass soup?
Mrs. Grass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah.
You?
It's dehydrated stuff, and it's good.
It is delicious.
It's delicious.
It's not as good as what I can make myself, but it's a way easier.
What is it?
It's chicken noodle mix. Soup.
She has all kinds of different soups.
Really?
But chicken noodle is one that most of them around here had, but there's...
I'll make you some sometime.
Okay. I like that.
Basically, all you have to do...
It's great!
All you have to do is put water in it, and if you want to, you can open a can of canned chicken.
No,
throw that
you
in
don't
there.
Do that.
Yeah, I do.
That's stupid.
Why? Because it tastes
perfect the way it is.
Huh?
Do you got something against poultry, you know, Mr. Cooper?
You know who has the best chicken noodle soup? Collins in Van Wert.
Van Wert?
Bring you guys some.
Where's Collins?
It's a little store right on 127.
Right across the railroad tracks.
It is a block north of Main Street.
Is that little dark brown
block?
Go in there and have sandwiches because they're cheap and real.
What about your sausage sandwich?
Well, I usually eat...
Benson, are you writing this down? Rager.
I usually eat in the...
love Ragers.
I usually...
How long does it take to get to Van Wert? About 2 hours? You ever drove 4?
Neil's drive. 2.5.
Like tomorrow, what time do you leave for Friday? What time do you leave for Dallas? About 2?
1.
About 1 in the afternoon.
You know, but you took over for Breimeyer.
But I stopped at the Rustic.
You took over for Dave Breimeyer.
When I go up to Delphus, I stop at the Rustic.
Beep, beep. We used to follow. He'd leave a basketball game. Breimes would lead the crowd.
Yeah.
And it would just be a line of cars going 37 miles an hour wherever we was coming home from. You knew who was up front. Brian was leading the way.
He's leading the way.
God, he was great, wasn't he?
Old Dave was a good guy. He was a really good guy.
We lost some awesome dudes.
We had some great guys.
And the one that really hurts is Neffy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
killed in that classic. Accident. Man, he was a classic.
I still picture the video of him at the, I think it's Kaleida, wasn't it?
Elida versus Kaleida.
Joking.
Elida.
Yeah, it was at Elida, but it was versus Kaleida. He was doing the chokes.
You know, if you think about Opera House, all right, you could have some fun things up there that would fill that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That replay of the first time we played Kaleida, Elida, and beat him with Neffy. Joseph and the Technicolor dream coats that the Karen Myring put on.
Oh, yeah. And that was
with Brad Bupp. Yep.
Hey, Joseph.
Have you ever heard him sing Mac the Knife?
Mac the Knife.
When we karaoke, he did it
all the time. Unbelievable.
How's he doing? Is he hanging in there?
Hanging in there.
He had some health
stroke
problems
or something.
But as far as I know, it makes him unemployable and uninsurable. Although he does have insurance, but he couldn't renew insurance. But my understanding is he's still doing very well.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah, except you just told us whole life. You just told us HIPAA. We're getting radio.
That's a thing.
Thursday night, Indian volleyball. Fan appreciation. Get your butts up to Fort Sac. Root them Indians on there. Fun to watch.
Yep.
That'll be a great game. Fun to watch. Yep. And then on Friday, we're going to go to Delphus. They're going to want us.
Yep.
They're going to want us back.
We're going to want them.
Yep. We don't know the status of Braylon. We don't know the status of Reed, right?
Correct. No. I think Braylon's probably going to be okay, but
he was in a boot Monday.
Yeah, but actually, I'm not worried because Isaac Niekamp.
I know.
Acted like he was a senior. He went out there with poise, and he knew what he was doing. I was very impressed with what he was able to do.
Saturday, we got wide open.
Nothing.
Buckeyes.
Yep. JV stuff.
And Brookville cross country meet.
The Brookville cross country meet.
Yep.
And the golf team is on the downswing.
Everybody knows.
Budman would say.
Oh, yeah?
They're
is that good
on.
Or bad?
He always would say, the golf team is on the downswing.
I don't think I ever heard him say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did it. I didn't make that up. Neil.
Well.
Benson, anything you want to add?
Nope. Benson's
out. He ain't the best for nothing, boys.
That's right.
How about talking a little?
That was out of here.
Huh?
You don't ask him anything. He's too polite to interrupt.
You got a date this weekend?
No.
Are you single again?
Yeah.
You ready to mingle?
Oh, yeah.
You got any hotties you're looking at?
Few.
Few. All right.
All right. Hang in there.
Let's go. Any on this side of the state line?
Oh, no.
Don't giggle a little bit
over
there.
Here.
There's a little giggle going on.
That ain't happening, son.
Can't be stealing a hug.
No. No. We do not want Indiana guys coming and stealing our ladies.
He's got to move over here.
They're not stealing.
We got to move him over here.
They're stealing him.
We'll have to talk about it, all right? For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Jack Stogler, the owner. No, the head man on Insight.
Insight, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And the owner and operator of Fort Cover Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer.
Benson's the operator now.
Benson is the producer.
Producer. That's right. Chuck told us that.
Yeah, he's a producer. Chuck is a loser.
Loser.
He's not a loser.
He ain't. How come he never comes up?
He hates you. Because you keep calling him a loser. He said, I'm not coming up until Bubba apologizes.
I'm sorry, Chuck. We'll see you next Wednesday.
I might have made that up.
First of all,
Barb and Gary Saltbine anniversary?
Anniversary.
How many years?
I don't know. Check her out. 47.
Barb and Gary.
Barb and Gary.
One of my all-time favorite couples.
Yeah. I agree.
If there is a husband who should win the most supportive husband award.
Gary Saltbine.
Gary's the one.
Gary is the dude.
Yep. How many years have you been married?
It will be 48 years.
48?
Here in just a few weeks.
Jack and Marcy, give it up.
I love it.
48.
Now, one thing that I keep remembering Rodney Dangerfield talking about anniversaries and stuff. Yeah, my wife and I just celebrated 38 years of wedded bliss. That's not bad out of 52.
How many years have you been married? 37? 39?
39.
And you just had your anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
When's that?
August.
So did you do anything special?
That's a little personal.
We went to...
You dog.
For public radio.
Had a steak.
What'd you do?
Prime City.
How was that?
Very good. Had a steak.
Where's that?
Not as good as Gilbert's.
That's twice as much as Gilbert's.
Oh, price wise.
Yeah, I'd do billion in
my
world.
Yeah.
At Prime City in Lima.
Lima?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Good. I've never been there.
Yep.
I don't have any money. I'm on the welfare.
I'm on the welfare.
Well, people from Lima come down to Gilbert Station.
They should.
Yep.
They have the best French fries in Mercer County.
Delicious.
And they're in Dark. Are they in Dark County or Mercer County?
Dark. They're on the Mercer County side.
Oh, they are. That is right.
They're on the north
side.
They're
on the left side.
But you park in Dark County and walk across the street.
Unless you go down, make a U, and then come back towards your facing.
if you can find a place to park on the street.
World 100 this weekend.
Ooh,
in El Dorado.
Yeah.
Love it, race.
NFL starts tonight.
Yes. Yeah. The score.
Super Bowl. Rematch.
We're all looking at our phone.
Yep, we're all looking at the phone.
We're all trying to figure out how to log in.
8:20.
Zero, zero.
Exciting game.
Yeah, can't believe I ain't watching that. Benson, you want to go home?
Browns. How about the Browns?
He wants to go home.
Browns?
They open up Sunday versus?
What's the score of the NFL game?
Well, we win.
Who's winning?
Games.
Browns.
Browns are winning?
Yep. They play Sunday. Jacksonville.
Oh, so they haven't lost yet, so.
No, we're undefeated.
Yep.
We are undefeated.
You a Colts fan? You a loser.
So, what's the prediction for Colts record? And this is going to be in the archives for everybody to hear.
You can remember.
In 17 weeks. 10-7?
You can probably win 5 games this year.
Ooh, not
5?
Down on the Colts.
Ooh.
Daniel Jones is back.
Danny.
Dropping dimes.
You were like 8-1 with him as a starter last year.
Listen to this stat man.
Stat.
You're the stat man.
I'm a stat.
Stat man.
So like, why?
Somebody just scored touchdown. 7-0 Patriots.
So why the negative vibes?
Ain't feeling good.
We have no momentum from last year.
What?
Other than the start of the season.
I mean, your quarterback's back. You still have your running back.
Running back was fat, by the way.
You got rid of Pittman, you know, but you still have Josh Downs.
Mm. Bing dong. Uh-oh.
You have a great tight end.
Uh-oh.
So, what's not to love?
All right. You might win.
Eight.
All right.
Good job.
He is so wishy-washy. It's easy to talk him into anything.
Don't listen to Jack.
Okay, we'll win 10.
Everybody, we'll see you next Wednesday night next Sports Wednesday. Talk. Everyone have a great weekend.
A great week.
That's today's Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Thanks for tuning in and supporting local sports on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP.